take it himself. Looks to get outside. He does. 50, 45, and then brought down inside the 40.
Welcome again to a new season of the Informa Sports Show with college and pro football predictions. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson, and we're looking forward to a productive and profitable season. As always, our main goal is to send our listeners to the window. We've got quite a treat for our followers this season. Las Vegas handicapper Glenn Horton is on board to give us his weekly analysis of the upcoming college and pro football games. Handicapper Glenn Horton's predictions has been simply amazing over the previous seasons. So stay with us. There's good things ahead.
Hi, this is J.L. Thompson, your host of The Informer Today. And did you know that your business could be advertised right here in this spot, this very spot that I'm speaking to you right now, and sending your opportunity across the world? The Informer is a presentation of the Network University, which is aired each day on Block Talk Radio. Block Talk is the world's largest and most influential social broadcasting network, attracting more than 18 million unique visitors per month. So advertising on the Informer will expose your online service or business opportunity to the world. If it's traffic to your business you're looking for, go on air with the Informer. I know you'll be glad you did.
Again, I'm J.L. Thompson with the Informer Sports Show, and as in the past with the beginning of the season, our handicappers do not release plays. They kind of say they like to eyeball the teams to see whether or not the predictions that are stated throughout the leagues for each team, they're looking for the whys. Why is this team supposed to be so much better than the other team or whatever? And that has proved to be quite helpful to our listeners in the past. And this is exactly the same route that we're going to be taking this year. So in the first week, it's going to be a lot of enjoying the games, listening, and learning. It shows the dedication to the game that our handicappers have. You know, one of the things that affect a college football in more ways than one is changes, coaching changes. And there have been quite a few coaching changes in this season, off-season, and some teams should at least be able to show up, and some teams, I would say almost immediately. Because Fresno State, for example, Fresno State should be a better team this year. Tim Doherty is out and Jeff Tedford is in. Tedford used to be a quarterback at Fresno State. And he's been from one of the top offensive minds in college football. He's known to be one of the top offensive minds in college football. So I think we can look for a little bit more from Fresno State this year than we have in the past. There are a number of different things that could go different ways this year because of the coaching changes. One that we're taking a look at here at the Informer Sports Show is California. Tommy Dykes is out and Julian Wilcox is in. Wilcox is a great defensive mind. And this has been one of the things wrong with the Bears. They've been horrendous at for the last years upon years. And that's what Wilcox has been doing for the past decade, is coordinating defenses. So we think California is going to be something to look at in the upcoming games of the season. Also, Oregon is another coach's change, and Mark Helfrich is out, and in is Willie Taggart. I think we'll see long balls flying everywhere in Oregon this year. Taggart made Western Kentucky a lot better, and they were long ball champions and scored a lot of points and were just simply a better team with Target on board. So it's something to look look at to say that these coding changes could be very significant in the games coming up. Also at Minnesota, which was coming on last season, is now under P.J. Fleck. And Fleck brings a lot of energy to the team. So you can expect Minnesota to put up the long balls this year. Fleck, the work he did at Western Michigan was absolutely magical. Started 13-0 in 2016. But that was off the charts. So Minnesota is another team to look closely at. The coaching changes could be significant. This is J.L. Thompson of the Informer Sports Show. We'll be right back. The crowds are beginning to fill the stadiums across the nation as college and pro football teams take to the field. The Informer Sports Show is also back for its third season at SportTalkWithMatt.com, streaming across the web on Block Talk Radio. Join us weekly at 7 p.m. Pacific Time every Thursday for highly researched selections. Get on the bus to the bank. We think you'll have a profitable ride. Visit SportTalkWithMatt.com. Hi, this is J.L. Thompson, host of the Informer Sports Show, presented weekly online at www.SportTalkWithMatt.com. You know, if you're a sports enthusiast like I am, then this time of year, college and pro football is on your mind. The start of the new season, I must admit, sometimes it can become challenging to be on the right side of my selections. But that's when I turn to the sports scholar himself, Las Vegas handicapper Glenn Horton. Glenn's highly researched analysis of his top selections of the week is presented at the website SportTalkWithMatt.com, along with a big free play of the day. So visit SportTalkWithMatt.com. And let handicapper Horton start your season on the right side. Glenn Horton will be on board with us next week. Also, we'll have a visit from the man himself, handicapper Matt Money T. Terry. He'll be on board to create a little college football magic, giving us a few selections for the weekend. You know, we encourage all of our listeners to go to the website, www.SportTalkWithMatt.com. The big play of the day is also presented at the website after the radio segment every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I really think you can get your ticket to get on the bus to the bank at the website SportTalkWithMatt.com. You know, it's very easy to take us along with you daily. Just bring up the website on your mobile device and touch the microphone. You'll find us right there. SportTalkWithMatt.com. Have a good football Saturday. We'll see you again right here next week.